It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Animation. Brendan kept his headphones on.
He did the whole time.
He did the whole time. Because you know why? It's not that big of a damn deal.
My headphones are actually really low.
I think mine are too, yeah.
Yeah,
I can barely
super,
hear myself too.
I can barely hear anything.
Yeah.
So
that might have been the reason why.
Yeah.
Brennan's here. Rob's here. Myself's here. No Ice. I think
he's
out of town. He has a.
He's on vacation.
He's taking a vacation. A 2-week birthday vacation.
Wow. Yeah. Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday to him. Will we get him a cake like he did for. Rob?
You mean like seven cakes?
The seven
for
cakes
Rob?
That Rob got?
No, first of all, we're going to talk about the last episode of Demon Slayer today. I mean, the last ones we watched, episode 9 to 13. But before we get into that, I just had one quick thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because of what you just said, that I want to tell a quick story about Rob.
Oh, yeah, man, now what?
Yeah, no, have we told the birthday cake story about Rob yet?
Yeah, we did.
On my birthday? Did we talk about what happened on my birthday?
Because that's true. We did shit on Brendan a lot on the day, like when he recorded, but we didn't. We didn't cover what happened immediately after we stopped recording.
No, go for it, Brendan.
Oh, no, no. So on my birthday.
Which you recorded on.
Yeah, which we recorded that day. There's an episode we recorded on my birthday.
Yep.
I was in here. I think we actually just finished recording.
Yeah, and we all had gotten you a cake.
Yes.
In the shape of your hat.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, that was pretty funny.
Ice did a good job with that.
He did.
So we walked out. And we go into the kitchen, and then my business partner, Kyle, saw me, and everybody else was like, oh, he's here. He's here. But he wasn't looking at me. He's looking at Rob. And he goes into the kitchen. He opens the fridge, pulls out a cake that says, Happy Birthday, Rob.
On Brennan's birthday.
On my birthday.
I'm so sorry, Rob. I know I missed your birthday, but I just wanted to make sure you got a cake.
The petty.
I mean, he's trolling on you, of
course.
That
is the most trolling, petty shit.
Honestly, this is still more to do with you than it is to do with me.
I was going to ask you, did he do it on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When did he do it on purpose?
No,
when is your birthday, Rob?
February 2nd.
Yeah, mine is March 8th. My birthday is March 8th, so he pulled out a birthday cake for Rob on my birthday, and then waited until I showed up, cut it in front of me, and it was my favorite flavor of cake as well.
You know why I didn't think he did it on purpose? Because he was genuinely like, yo, Rob.
You know how many birthday cakes Rob got? He got like 9 birthday
that
cakes.
That went aside, I still did get a good amount of birthday cakes.
Yo, Rob should have diabetes right now for all the birthday
he might.
Cakes.
Dude, and this is a true story too. I recently got some new contacts. As somebody, I forget who, might have been OG Anime Head, it might have been Keon's brother.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, dude, you look so different without your glasses on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I went to the doctor, like they took a photo of my retina or whatever, and I sit down with the doctor and just like, yeah, like you got like high cholesterol for your age, like can see the deposits here in the vein because we took a picture of the inside of your eye, and I was like, oh shit, like my eye doctor's telling me, and I'm not like a big guy,
not at all,
like
at
so all. I'm just like, shit, those cakes caught up to me.
Yeah,
they caught up fast.
And Brennan's like, yeah, bitch, what you fucking like, what you get, you asshole.
I can't be mad at Rob. I can't.
It
be
wasn't
mad
on Rob at all. Rob
no.
was just Rob was literally being himself, and people were just like, we're gonna do these things for you, bro.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, everybody loves Rob.
I appreciate that.
I got a birthday coming up in a few months, y'all. Well, I hope I get something, and I hope Rob does not get a fucking cake on my birthday.
Yeah, it's not fun, trust me.
Which would be hilarious. But yeah, we
episode 9.
Yeah, episodes
Demon
9
Slayer.
Through 13 we're going to go through.
Yeah. Oh, inside I also have Ice's review. I talked to him right before we recorded this since he's not here, so
we do have
his
thoughts.
I'll tell you how you guys are feeling. And one last thing that I say, last housekeeping note, is that one new thing that we're going to start doing is at the end of every review episode, we're going to start giving each of us are going to start giving our numerical review.
Right.
Out of 10. 10 points possible, 10 being the best, 0 obviously being gangsta.
Gangsta's a 0? Yeah.
That's we got to start. We got to come up with it. It can't just be like stars. We got to come up with like whatever, 10 out of 10 animations or something.
You
guys,
out of how many power-ups.
Let us know what you guys think. Oh, wait.
Power-ups,
how about us
dope.
Out of 9? It's out of 9 because it can get to 9,000.
Oh,
okay.
So what level are we at?
How weird.
Yeah,
that's
the whole scale
out
of 9.
Number? That's weird, yeah.
I kind of like that. Because 9,000?
Well, you know what? It works because 0 actually counts as a number because normally people do 10. Scales 1 through 10.
We could do 0 to 9. Yeah,
zero, to
0
9.
To 9.
Yes. What's the power level of the show? 0 to 9,000. 9, 9, all right. 000. We did it. There it is, guys.
There it is. All right, cool. That's fun.
All right.
That is fun. All
so,
right.
Yeah, we're gonna drop into episode 9, man.
Episode 9. Rob, what we got?
This is, I mean, this show lives in the direct pickup, which is what we're doing right now.
Love it, too.
Yeah, it picks it right up where that girl is outside the Spell Lady's place. I forget her name off. Tamaya, I believe her name. Miss Tamaya.
Yeah.
Miss Tamaya.
Tamaya.
Yeah.
I always think tomato.
Yeah. Oh, that's. I'm gonna remember.
I was calling
that.
Her Tommy, to be honest. Or the
Tommy.
T-O-I-M-I.
Miss Tommy.
Yeah.
So the girl's outside that place after just throwing a whole bunch of wrecking balls through it, and out there she's out there talking shit.
Yo.
They look like. She would be the worst person to play in dodgeball.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Could you imagine?
She'd be a beast. Did you ever play dodgeball in, like, middle school at the Boys and Girls Club, YZA, or whatever? Bruh, when people used to try to peg you in the face on purpose.
Yeah.
She was the one.
Oh, my God.
Tell me she does not embody all of that feeling.
She reminds me of, like, the counselors or, like, the older kids that play with the younger kids. But, like, this is my chance to, like, to whoop their ass.
Yeah like,
I can't do it.
These fucking kids, yes. I'm going to get them this time.
She's it, because she's throwing these balls, and she's throwing them hard.
I definitely had a camp counselor that was doing that shit. I remember. Yeah, he was just like, that's what you get for hitting the other kids so hard. I'm like, I'm just playing, man. Nah. But yeah, no, and these, and they can tell it's not just like straight up like she's throwing the ball. Like these balls are going wild because Tanjiro's managing to dodge him, and Tommy's assistant there, he's trying to get out of the way too. And then one of them takes a wicked curve midair with no spin on it and takes his head fucking clean off.
Yo, and at this point, I ain't gonna lie to you, I forgot he was a
demon. Oh, so you were like, he's dead.
I was like, yo, that's how he's going out. Like, that's like that.
That was so quick.
I was like, he didn't put no work in.
I was expecting to, because he was flipping Tanjiro all over the place.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's got judo skills.
Yeah.
Like, he could do some work.
Yeah, his head came off, and I remember he was a demon. And
But Tanjiro is just like, yo, Nezuko, get out of here. But the older lady's like, you know, you don't really have to worry about it. She's holding her lifeless assistant's, like, headless body in her hands. Like, you don't have to worry too much about it. It's like, we're demons. Like, we'll heal from this. It's all right.
It reminded me of, like, Men in Black. He's like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, like Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, his head growing back.
I will say that the only thing that's creeped me out about the show thus far, the thing that's creeped me out more than anything else, was the way that his head grew back.
Yeah, that was creepy as hell.
So I just see little things coming up and creeping and then like shaking.
I think there's another, we'll get to it, but there's some stuff that kind of creeped me out. Like, this shit is dark.
Yeah.
This anime is very dark. This anime is very, like, it's pretty gruesome. And I love the music on here.
Yeah. No, the music
sound
is good.
Sound design and the music.
Sound design. They're doing, yeah.
Yeah, because the bells ringing in those balls, that was really
that
cool.
That was perfect.
They add sound. And even, like, the guy with the directional arrows, the sound of his eyes closing in his hands, like, chung.
Yeah.
That sound is just like, oh, satisfying.
They really got those little balls in there, I think, and they went in there in the booth and got, because it sounded exactly like how those balls sound.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was super cool. But that girl's still out there just watching him deal with all that shit that she's throwing their way, and she's just like, I'm not even getting started yet. Like, she takes off her jacket, grows 4 more arms. And she's just like,
of course.
Hey, I'm just any demon. Like, I'm part of these 12 moons, which just like, oh, that's like the main guy, Kichuso or something like that, the main demon.
Yeah.
That's like his
smooth criminal.
Smooth criminal, Michael Jackson. That's like his 12 disciples. You know, those are his apostles, his dark 12. Yeah, pretty much. And so they're just like, all right, if that's who she is, if she is who she says she is, like, this is going to be no joke. Like,
and
those people are not weak.
And we need that blood.
And we're going to need that blood.
We're going to need that blood, bro.
We got a mission. So she grows those arms. She starts throwing them around. And, like, even so, like, those two demons are, like, hiding. And those balls are coming through and, like, taking chunks of their head off and all that shit.
Oh, man.
And the lady's just like, I want to use one of my spells, but if I use it now, Tanjiro's going to get caught up in that, and it could be bad for
that
him.
That seems really – I actually really enjoy those kind of, like, conundrums in, like, anime where somebody has a power so powerful – that they can't use it around anybody that they care about because, like, she can't control which way the wind blows. She's like, if I release my spell, everybody's catching work from it. Like, I can't just be like, only for you. You know, it's just like my shit just envelops the entire area in my spell, and everybody's going to be messed up. So I think that's pretty cool.
But Tanjiro's holding his own. You know, he's slicing a few of these balls that come by. He's got, like, you know, a technique that he ends up using where he, you know, kind of, stabs one of the balls, like, well, like, diagonally in a way that it kind of, like, doesn't destroy his sword. And the assistant on the ground is just like, dude, just follow the arrows. Like, that's all you have to do. And he's like, you know,
what arrow? arrows.
What arrows were you talking about? He's just, how do you not see this? And so the guy casts a spell for him. He's just like, I'm going to give you the ability to see what I see.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you see that these balls are being carried all over the place by these arrows, which are what the other sightless demon uses as his power. So they're kind of doing a tag team thing. Because at the time, Tanjiro's just like, I smell two demons. I only see one.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what's going on. But once he gets that, he steps outside and he's about to take this girl on. And Nezuko comes out to back him up. And he's just like, somebody's up in those trees. Go get them.
Yeah,
I have to say before that, the animation when he's dodging the balls, when he's like flipping, they took their time.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like some Dragon Ball Z like zooming by. They showed you every curve, every turn, and even the way the camera turned. Like, to me, right now the show is so dope because of, I feel like the detail they're putting into even the camera design, the way the camera's moving.
Yeah.
On top of like the way they're just taking their time with the animation and flipping the characters around. That was dope. I rewinded like 3 times to watch it. That shit was dope to me.
That was super cool. And Brent and I watched these stretch episodes together, and I remember that was when I turned to Brent. I was like, dude, look, this fucking animation, man. Like, this is
it's
nuts.
Good, man. It's amazing.
It's top tier.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about it. The animation, the sound design, and the music. Everything about this show, when it comes to just looking straight technically at how it looks, how it sounds, how it feels, you're not going to find better content. I'm not even going to say anime. In general, you're just not going to find better. You'll find stuff on the same level, but I'm saying like I don't know how they could have made it better is the thoughts that I have for the type of style they chose, the type of anime.
Yeah.
Where you're looking at and how they seamlessly sometimes go between what you can obviously tell is VFX and 3D versus just 2D, you know, like drawings and cartoon stuff. Seamlessly switching between it, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And I'm a huge fan. I love it. Mm.
Nezuko, meanwhile, she's up in the trees trying to fight this other dude. We don't see much of their fight. Like, she gets a jump on him. He didn't expect her
He's
to
like,
get
oh,
that
shit.
Close.
Hi.
But she gets kind of booted out of those trees pretty quick. But, I mean, Tanjiro at that point has already cut off all of the arms on this other girl. And she's
clean.
Just, I mean, even after that, she's still laughing. She's just like,
okay, cool, arms. That's what you should have went for.
If you think you're going to get my blood, it's going to take more than that.
You know, bruh. So here's the thing. They showed his cut. His cut went like this, right? So he cut off her arms like boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah, like an A-frame or something.
Yeah, it went over her head and cut off the other arm. You went over the
head.
You know it's a podcast, right? It looks like this.
Yeah.
And you're like drawing something. Just so you guys know, we do record this as a YouTube show. Camp, he's looking at the camera. This will be released on YouTube.
I'm a jackass. I apologize.
That was very funny. A-frame, guys. A-frame.
Yeah, it's like
an A-frame. But I was just like, why would you go over the fucking head? You had a chance to take the head off, and you go, nah.
I think
I'm going to show
if
this
I had to guess,
to cut off.
If I had to guess, I'd say that it had to do with the type of water breathing method he was using. It's like he has to slash in a very specific way every time.
Personally, I was thinking that maybe it's because if he thinks he's got to get her blood by taking her arms, because he even says he doesn't expect her to regenerate as fast as she does.
And she's not supposed to.
Maybe we got some time here where she's like a little defenseless, and we can get that blood that we need.
Before
but she's
she
just
dissolves.
Like, it's going to take more than that, and just like Piccolo style, just like shoots him back
Piccolo
out.
Style.
You know?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Nezuko comes flying out of the trees, and he's just like, all right, let's switch up our dance partners here, because
I think the guy whose head got taken off said that. He's like, you need to go after the guy with the arrows first, or somebody says
that. Oh, he does say that to
her. Take him out, because if you take him out, it's just easier.
Yeah.
He's like, you do that, me and Nezuko can work on this girl while you're taking him on. Because, I was thinking, like, Nezuko's strong, but she doesn't have the training that Tanjiro does. So, I mean, we've seen it before where she goes up against even lesser demons, and they figure her shit out pretty quick, usually.
Yeah. It's like, she kicks really hard, but that's all she does.
Yeah.
But Tanjiro ends up going up against this arrow guy, and he gets fucking taken for a ride.
Ooh.
Like, he sees
literally.
The string where there's, like, the opening. He's about to like, get in on that, and then looks down. There's one of those arrows underneath his feet, like somebody's taking the carpet out from underneath him, and the string totally snaps, and he just, like, starts getting whipped around everywhere.
Yeah. I love the demon powers in this show.
Because everybody has something dope
completely
and different.
Completely different.
And now he has to figure it out. It's not like, all right, this person has this, so I can just use what I did on him last time. I was like, no, I have to
do something completely new.
Completely new and different, or combine some shit.
That's actually, I think, my favorite aspect of this show. One of my favorite things about anime is seeing our protagonists be put into an impossible situation and seeing them having to figure out how to get out of it.
Mm.
And the more the impossible situation and the more clever and not like cheating that is done to figure it out, like where it's practical stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like, for example, in this fight that's about to happen right now, if you don't mind me progressing
a little bit
further. You know, Tanjiro finds out this guy has these arrows that he can literally move any object in space in whatever direction, pretty much at whatever speed he wants. So immediately he grabs Tanjiro's body and starts throwing him all over the place. And what he does, Tanjiro only has he's a one-trick pony for the most part. He's like, I have these water base, these water moves, and I'm using these to counter, like, me hitting this roof or hitting this area that I'm going to do. So he's using these moves to counter all of these arrows that are hitting him, but that's just playing defense. It's not offense.
Right.
And so he's like, oh, I got to do something about it. And the moment that he's, like, really thinking about it, the guy's like, no, I'm about to fuck you up, and literally wraps his arm in an arrow. And he can see it because he has that thing, the spell stone. His arm is wrapped in an arrow. And he's like, oh, shit. He's like, I'm about to rip your arm off. And immediately Tanjiro doesn't even think about it. He runs up a tree and flips in the same direction, like, seven times, unwinds his arm from it, and he's just like, I'm good, but this isn't going to work. I'm still playing defense. Yeah. That kind of shit, to me, like, that moment where he ran up that tree and flipped, like, if he wrapped that thing around my arm, I'd just been like, God damn it, I lost an arm.
Yeah.
I'll take the element.
Pushing that thing right
but
off.
I think this is why, this is what makes this anime so dope, is that they have, like, anime can get lazy really fast.
Yes.
And repetitive really fast.
Yes.
And this anime has not done that.
No.
They're taking their time with the, it's not like intricate writing, but it's like they're putting the details into stuff like that, which is really cool, I'm enjoying so far.
Yeah, true. And so we get a quick cut over to the other fight that's going on while Tanjiro's dealing with this arrow guy. The girl with all the balls, she kind of tosses one at a...
That's what she said. Yeah.
No, it's not that. It just sounds weird. The girl with all the balls.
I'm sorry.
Please continue.
But she tosses a few out at Nezuko and the servant. And Nezuko's just like, all right, cool. I know how to handle this. I'm going to kick this shit right back at her.
Oh, no.
And the dude's just like, no, kick that. And it's just
she wasn't ready.
Takes her leg clean off. She face plants into the ground. And they're just like, oh, God.
You dumbass.
We're down one already. But Lady Tamiya.
So silly. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Lady Tamiya, she's on a quick. She drags her off to the side. She's just like, all right, I got like a healing injection for demons. Like, maybe I can get this going. Because they know, like, she hasn't had any blood. She's kind of weak as far as demons go. But this other guy, he's got some techniques of his own. You know, he's good at hiding shit. He hides this house. So he can make himself invisible. And he gets an edge on this other demon girl.
Yeah, he
goes
in
invisible
and
gets in close.
He pretty much Ip Mans her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have you seen the movie Ip Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets in close and he's just like, get this one chung. Drops it to her knees. But what's that going to do to a demon? Like,
no. Because they say even later on, like, fights between demons are kind of fruitless. They can't kill one another.
They can't.
So they just keep healing and then they just keep fighting. And, well, we'll get there.
Most of them can't kill each other.
Yeah.
But the episode ends when we go back to Tanjiro's fight and he's just, he's figuring things out as best he can with the arrow wrapped around his arm.
He's getting
just
his ass whooped against this guy.
He really is.
He's getting his ass whooped.
Was it this anime or another anime? I thought it might have been Ice who was saying, like, he's not feeling it because he's like, somebody said he hasn't been challenged yet.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, I think I said that. I kind of agreed with it because he's kind of breezing through a lot of these fights so far. This one, he's definitely like, I don't know what I'm going to do for like a minute.
Yeah.
But here he kind of is just like, well, I can kind of use some of the other techniques I've used so far and kind of combine them into like a combo move.
Yep.
So he's starting to like understand ways to like
to
string his techniques together.
He's Bruce Lee, be like water.
Exactly. So he uses some of the shit that he used against the girl to sidestep the arrows that are coming in. But then he turns it into like the water
whirlpool.
Wheel.
Yep,
and then he comes clean around and slices this dude's head right off.
Ooh, that was fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm going to envelop. Because the thing is, like I said, these are the moments that I really love in anime. When he's like, I have to figure out a way of, because, you know, he's still getting his ass whooped when he's figuring out. Mm. So I have to figure out a way to affect these arrows without actually touching them. Because every time I hit one with my sword, I just get thrown in the direction that whatever the arrow is going, because my sword just gets grabbed by it, and that's what happens. So I can't hit it with my sword, I can't hit it with my body, but I can't allow them to do the things that they want to do too. So he's like, I'm going to use the same shit he used underwater when he was in the other episode with the demon that put him underwater. And he's like, I'm going to use that technique that's better for underwater, but I'm going to whirlpool it, and I'm going to envelop them because I don't need to touch them to envelop them into the whirlpool.
This episode ended with his head getting chopped off, right?
Yes. His one eye
episode.
Popping out of his head.
That was what was insane. I was like, yo, this showing the eye just come out of there.
Yeah.
They just think of it. Like you're saying, like you said that it's not the most intricate writing. I think it's maybe not necessarily the most complex, like overarching storyline.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
But I think it is. The thing is, they leave a lot of room for depth in the storyline, I think.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily go after it, because what they do really go after is the details in every moment and every scene.
Right.
So the guy who never opens his eyes, as Rob says, is, as he figures this out and cuts his head off, first thing that happens is his eye opens.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, shit.
It's amazing. But this is the second episode that we end with a head getting chopped off.
I'm
episode ending head counting right now for the rest of this anime. Like,
tell me this show doesn't have some of the best cliffhangers to next.
But that's what I'm saying. Something like that you have to watch.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's crazy, yeah.
Yeah. And at this point, I thought the fight was over. And when this episode starts up, the next one, episode 10, it's not.
Nope.
Not really.
Nope.
Because this guy's trying to go for, like, the mutually assured destruction. You know, like, his head's off. He's already starting to melt, but he's not melting fast enough that he can't, you know.
Still use his power.
I got, like, 3 minutes in this bitch. I'm gonna do what I can. He fights to the end. I fucks with it.
Yeah. Jeez. It's like Brendan and I play a lot of Smash Brothers. I know you played with us a few times, but like if somebody's at like that high percentage, they're cresting 200-300 or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know it's only a matter of time before they go, but they're still just like managing to get a few like jabs and they're just like, just die already, dude.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
So what he does though while he's dying is you see his eyes, because every single time you see his eyes close on his hand. What you normally see is one, two, or three directions on it. And this time, it's direction in every direction. And they all appeared within Tanjiro's body at once. And he's like, oh, shit. And immediately, he's getting thrown around. And this is the part that Rob was rewatching in the office earlier today that I was like, this is one of my favorite scenes so far in the show, is that what he has to do, Tanjiro has to counter every single one of those arrows until this guy dissolves with the move, which his moves take a lot from him, because every single one is a water-breathing technique. They're very difficult things to do. And it's just like, if you've ever been in like a crazy workout before, where it's just like the person who's like, let's say you have a trainer or you have a coach or whoever it is, and they're not telling you how far you're going to have to go. You know, it's like you're running sprints, so I say you're not running sprints. You're doing push-ups, so I say you're not doing push-ups. And you just have to keep going. And just like, when is this ever going to end? Mm. I felt him when he was feeling that, because he just kept unleashing these moves. Like, I feel like my body's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just going to die. I can't keep this up, but I have to keep it up or I'm going to die either way.
Yeah.
So he's just pushing himself past his limits. And he's just like, in his head, he's just like, will this ever end? Because he's just getting thrown all over the place, you know? So for me, that hit home, because I've been there so many times.
It's like in a roller coaster, like one of them jacked up old roller coasters, and your head just keeps getting banged.
No, those old wooden ones, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, shit.
So, yeah. But yeah, it was pretty boss. Like, but he ends up surviving it and hitting the ground and barely able to move. His rib is broken. His leg is broken.
Yeah, he's like, I can't even grip my sword. I'm too weak.
He grabbed the sword with his mouth.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, on to the next fight. And he starts
on
crawling.
To the next fight.
My man has zero bitch in him.
Like, zero.
He's got no quit.
Like, I'm just saying, what protagonist can we really compare to that? Like, who has zero quit like this?
I mean, Gon has zero quit.
Gon?
Gone was
Yusuke,
no
yeah, Hunter X maybe Hunter. From Yusuke? Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yusuke, you.
I think he had moments where he was just like, "Fuck this shit," and wanted to leave because he just had an attitude. This kid's like, I got something I gotta do. I'm never gonna quit.
Where yeah, he probably would have left the school if he's just like, "You want me to cut that boulder? I'm fucking out of here." But when it comes to a fight, Yusuke's not.
He's not coming back down from anybody.
No.
Absolutely not. True.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But so they do cut over to the other fight where this demon girl is still, you know, she's still up and she's dealing with this invisible enemy. So what she does to fix that, she just like throws her balls against the ground a bunch of times.
That's feels, so great.
Feels, feels
I
the
like
air.
That you caught it though. Rob, thank you.
So, but what else am I supposed to say? That's what she does.
Her weapons. Throws her weapons against the ground.
Okay, sure. But it fills the air up with dust, and so she still can't see the guy, but she can see his movements in the dust, and she's just like, I got you now.
Very smart.
Yeah. Smart which move. Is smart. And it seems like his trick is pretty much expired when Nezuko shows back up, leg intact, and she starts going one-on-one with this girl, and the servant's just like, turns to Miss Tanayama is just like, what did you do?
Why is she so powerful? Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just gave her a healing potion. Yeah. Everything she's doing right now is her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so she's got that much strength without any blood. She's kicking these balls right back at her.
Yeah. So, just for the record, she now can kick the ball back for some reason.
Yeah.
That,
right?
I was confused about that.
Yeah. I don't.
Maybe she did get stronger. Maybe that serum helped her get a little stronger.
I don't think she got stronger from it. I think she just realized the level that she needed to approach this enemy. Because you think about it before, when she first got introduced, she had the ability to grow and shrink herself. So I'm thinking that she can change her body and how her body performs at will, based upon how angry she is or whatever the demon she's fighting or whoever she's fighting, whatever she has to be, I think she can make herself be that. So she's like, my leg has to be iron. And so she turns her leg to iron. And you saw, like, there's big veins going across her head in a way that wasn't before.
Right.
And now she has this straight up, like, you know, FIFA kicking match, like kicking one ball back and forth at each
literally
other.
Literally, like, the longest, just like one on one soccer match. No, it's my turn. Oh, no, I'm going to get passed. blast you.
I mean, it was intense, though. Like, I was like, damn.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun, but I was just like, I laughed. That was a funny moment to me.
It was kind of funny, because when, like, the demon girl kicks it at her, and Nezuko's got, like, her foot up against it, and it's still, like, spinning against her foot, and she's, like, pushing back on it, but, like, fires it back, and just barely manages to dodge it, and the ball gets lodged in the brick wall behind her.
Well, I like that they use that as a storytelling technique, where they were talking about, related to Maya, was saying, like, yo, Nezuko's strong right here, but if this demon was to go all out right now, she wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what Lady Tayamo notices, and she's just like, well, if she does go all out, yeah, Nezuko's cooked. Like, she can't do anything. So let me step in. She uses some of her own magic. What she does is releases this, like, scent into the air that I guess is, like, daylight scent, which kind of weakens the minds of demons, which makes sense.
Yeah,
daylight, you know,
scent,
like,
yeah.
If they think daylight's coming, they're not going to be thinking quite as sharp. They're going to be a little bit, you know, on their heels. And kind of tricks her. She's basically saying, like, you know, your boss isn't shit.
Yeah.
The reason why he's... Do you ever think about why he...
he's scared.
...gets all these people together is he's scared because he doesn't want other demons to team up and go against him.
Sounds a little political to me.
A lot of that for me, this moment right here is what gives a lot of the show depth.
Yeah, I was like, "Ooh,
this guy is literally purposely manipulating all the demons in the world
facts
to be against each other, not to team up because he's scared that they will come after his number one spot."
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, "Oh." So the thing, if his 12 apostles decided that, you know, he isn't Jesus no more.
Yeah.
He ain't Jesus no more.
The 12 of them, yeah.
They can fuck him up.
Probably.
There'll be some sacrifices in there. Well,
we don't know.
We haven't seen him go to work yet.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But, you know, she's saying all this to the girl demon, and the girl demon's just like, no, you don't know him. You don't know shit. You know, Mr. Kapatsuji, like, he would never do that. And then he's just like, oh, what the fuck?
I said his name. I'm not supposed to say his name.
Yeah. And Ms. Tamiya, like, she catches that immediately. He's just like... Ah, you just activated that curse, didn't you? And she's like, oh my God. She immediately, like, throws her hands up over her mouth.
Because
if you say his name, if you're still under his curse, which Miss Tamiyo and her assistant, they're not. But if you say his name, clearly some bad shit happens. And this girl starts to get, like, she's looking sick. Her color's changing. And then all of a sudden, like, these three huge muscular arms just come shooting out of her and just start ripping her apart.
Yo, that was crazy, too.
Terrifying way to die.
Yeah. She looks very scared during the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like that's how, like, if I'm the bad guy and I had the ability to kill you, I guess that's exactly what I would do. I'm just saying, you got to have something that looks terrifying because other demons see you say it.
Yeah, it's got to be
what
showy.
Happens. Yeah, it has to be showy because if you just, like, fall over dead, like, oh, well, that's not so bad. You know what? I don't feel like living anymore anyway. I just say the name.
It got
to
be gruesome.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, maybe they ate some garlic or some anti-demon shit. Like, it could have been anything. But, like, three arms shoot out of you and rip you apart? Like, no, that happened on purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
And they just sit there and peel her apart until she's pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the assistant's just like, she deserved it. And then they fucking walk away.
So gruesome. The assistant dude was so funny. Because, like, when they started fighting Nezuko and...
Yeah.
Started fighting, he was like, hey, so this would be a good time for us to escape, right? Ha ha. Yeah. She just looked at him. He's like, joking.
I'm just kidding.
Because you got to think, he's all about her. He doesn't care about anything else.
No.
He cares about her. He's in love with her.
Yep.
He's like, I'll do anything for her.
Take this ball to the head.
Yeah. Take this ball to the head.
It's true.
That's so funny.
But they leave. They're kind of their last thought as they're all kind of just like, all right, well, sun's coming up, so we better get inside and leave this girl to just break down. Miss Tamiyo does explain, you know, this is the effect of the curse, you know, number one, which is why it's so important for us to break it, to be able to fight this guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, not only that, but clearly that she's been lied to this whole time because all of the 12 moons have, like, a marking on their eyeball and she doesn't have it. So
she was
clearly deceived.
Yeah.
You know, either whether she knew it or not, you know, they're not one of the 12 moons. So these guys are still lower level demons, even for all the other shit they gave them.
This is what excited me about this particular episode, too, was that he got fucked up so bad. And you're thinking that, all right, this is one of the 12. He's going to have some challenges. Like, no, that's not even one of the 12.
Yeah.
And he had issues. So when the 12, I mean, he's going to, of course, get stronger himself. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure they're getting stronger also.
And the other thing that she explains is just, you know, what we were saying earlier about how demons don't usually fight demons all that much because there's not really a point. Nobody can really win.
Yeah.
Except for this guy, Kapatsuji. He's the only one. He's the only demon. He can create demons and he can destroy demons. He can break them down at the cellular level, which is what they're watching here. Like, the demon can't regenerate rotate fast enough.
Right.
And basically the sun comes up and finishes the job.
Yeah.
And Tanjiro does have this moment where he's kind of like, you know, he does his spirit thing, you know, which he does with all the demons. He's got his moment where he kind of like tries to, you know, put the spirit at peace.
To rest, yeah. Yeah.
But like, I don't know, fuck this girl a little bit. You know, like,
yeah. It's always still sad, though.
It's a little
sad. All she wanted to do was play. She was just like, I just want to.
Okay. Sure, Brandon.
That's what I'm saying, but that's what he did. He ends up giving her, like, her ball was away from her.
Yeah,
remains.
Yeah, he gave her ball, yeah.
He just brought the ball back over, and he's like, damn, she's just a little kid. And the thing is, the reason he can empathize with it, I think, is actually his real superpower, is that he can see through all the things you've had to be and go through as a demon and see the person you were before.
Yeah.
So what he sees at the end of their life is what their life actually could have been.
Absolutely.
Instead of what it is now. So
that is,
for me, that's sad.
That is sad.
I would be sad, motherfucker, if I was Tanjiro, man.
Yeah. It's like, he has to be depressed.
Why would he
I mean,
be?
His whole family got murdered.
His
whole family got murdered.
I'm assuming he's depressed.
His sister got turned into a demon. He just got put through the most rigorous training possible for a career he never considered knew existed. And now he's literally risking his life every single day to figure out not only how to save other people's lives, because he has the ability to do it, but also how to switch his sister back from being a demon and dealing with massive issues of like crazy strong demons trying to kill him, breaking his bones. Like, just, man.
And then
it's tough life.
And then watching the life you could have had if you didn't become a demon, and how sad that is. He has to be depressed.
Yeah.
He needs a therapist after the show.
I don't think he's had time to like actually be depressed, though. Like, at what point was he going to like sit down and
what
like,
are you talking about?
He's got a lot of time walking around
like
on the road.
9 days for every fucking adventure he goes on.
All right, good point. All right. I take my point. My
his only company is sleeping in a box on his back.
Yeah, she can't do shit until that
but
night.
But that changes soon, right, Rob?
It does. Well, he goes down to the basement, and he's talking with his Tamayo and her assistant, and they're kind of just like, you know, thanks for helping us out. Obviously, shit's a little fucked up here, but you know, we appreciate you stopping by.
Yep.
You know, and she's just, they still ask him to complete the request of getting the blood and everything, but they're also just like, hey, if you want to leave Nezuko here, this could be a good place for her to like chill and hang out, which we kind of thought, well, is this something that he'd want to do if his master had offered it? Mm. But, and Tanjiro considers it, but at the end of the day, he's just like, no, I don't want to be apart from my sister.
Well, his sister like grabs his hand and it's like, she like holds his hand and
she's
he's kind of just like, she doesn't want me to leave her either. I can't do this. And that's why I was like, that was a very, because I was like, leave her ass. This is the second time I was like, leave her ass behind. But
I'll
I think he needs her.
Is that for the fans of the show, just keep watching. All I'll say is y'all don't know, but keep watching. That moment was super significant. And
even after these ones that we watched? Okay.
Just keep watching.
Okay.
So they're having that moment, and of course the assistant's just like, no, like we don't want her here. But
he was so funny in the background. Yeah. He's like, no.
He's a dirtbag, bro.
He is.
I like him.
Bit.
He's funny.
He's funny, but yeah.
It's funny that he's funny. That's, you know, we heard from Ice that he didn't feel like this show had any comedic value to it until
I laughed a few times earlier.
A little bit
show.
Later. Yeah. But yeah, that guy was funny.
I thought he was funny.
The crows are funny.
The crows are funny.
The crow is funny.
I love the crow.
And the crow shows back up, and he's just like, hey, we got a next job for you. And the dude's just like, he's about to head out. And the dude's just like, by the way, yeah, your sister's hot. So, like, that's cool, you know. Because I know I called her earlier that other time, but, like, it's cool. She's beautiful.
I got to catch your fade, bro. I got to catch it at that point.
There's no winning for Tanjiro there. Cause it's like,
no, he's just like, oh, yeah, thanks.
Now she's hot?
Yeah.
So now you want to demon sex her?
Well, yeah, after you say my sister was hot, yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not goblin rape, I'm cool. Like, we're good.
But the other thing that kind of came from that scene is that they acknowledge that Nezuko saw those other demons as people because she saw them as her family, which she's only supposed to be able to see humans as that.
Yeah.
So that was Tanjiro is just like, oh, she sees you as humans. Lace which
Maya lost her emotions over that.
Which I imagine, you know, if you're a demon, she seems like she was turned into a demon against her will, even if she's helping other people out.
Yeah.
So it probably means a lot to her.
Yeah, it means a lot.
She gets real emotional about that.
Understandably.
But Tanjiro's on the road, you know, onto his next job, heading south southeast on the road or south southwest, something like that. The last thing we see before this episode ends is. We see one of the other demon slayers out on the road crying and begging this girl for a hand in marriage.
This is the person I've been warning about from the beginning of this show. I was like, yo, this show is amazing. But there's one character. We have met him now. What's his name, Rob?
I wrote it down. Zenitsu. Zenitsu is his name.
This guy.
I had a discussion with, before I got here, a buddy of mine, Chaz, and he was just like, this dude almost made him quit watching the show. He was like, this is how bad this guy is.
It's not the only person I've heard say that, something like that, you know?
And let's go into it, because, oh, my goodness.
So Tanjiro is, like, coming up the road at the beginning of this next episode, and the sparrow, who's, this guy doesn't have a crow, he's got a sparrow, which is, like, I mean,
adorable.
It's adorable. The sparrow's cool. Like, I don't have a problem with the sparrow. The other guy's kind
of... He reminds me of a Pokemon of, what's the Pokemon called?
Oh, Pidgey or something?
Pidgey.
When he evolves, though.
Pidgeotto, Pidgeot.
There's a Spiro.
Spiro and Spiro.
Yeah, Spiro. Yeah,
Spiro.
Okay. Yeah,
Spiro and Spiro. Not that I know Pokemon at all. Right?
Yeah, of course not. but he flies up to Tanjiro, and like we can't understand what the Sparrow's saying, but we see the gestures, and he's basically just like, dude, you got to help me out. Yeah. Like, look at my guy back here. Like, look at this shit. He's terrible. And he's on the road, like, begging this girl to marry him, because he's just like, I'm going to die any day now. Like, I need somebody to marry me. He's freaking out. And Tanjiro's just like, all right, cool. Don't worry, bird. Like, I'm going to go talk to him. And he walks up to him, he's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Get the fuck up. He's just like, oh, you're the guy from the test. He's like, I don't know you. I don't know anybody like you. Yeah. Don't touch me. Leave this girl alone. The girl's kind of like, thank you so much. Yeah. This guy wouldn't leave me alone. Turns out she just kind of saw him hanging out on the side of the road and just like, are you okay? And then he like started clinging on to her, started proposing marriage.
She's already got a dude.
He is like, if you were to say human emotion, like I'm taking it here. Human emotion has a scale from 0 to 9. Yeah. Let's say we have that scale, 9 being like you're at the peak of what human beings can experience as emotion. Mm-hmm. Where is this guy in begging her to marry him?
Oh, he's at a 10. Yeah. He's absolutely at a 10.
He's at it.
And you know what's funny? He didn't bother me yet. This scene was, I was just like, I was kind of, this is a little silly.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was laughing. I was like, this is silly.
Yeah. And like, I get it. Like, I see why they have this character on there. And I guess it wouldn't be so bad to me if it wasn't hitting that 10 level every time. I know we already said this other dude was a Bakugo on the show, but this guy's like a different brand of that. And we're about to get another guy that's a different brand of that.
Yeah, he's the extreme of Bakugo. He's like the opposite, where he's angry, he's always crying and sad.
Yeah. So he's basically, you know, begging Tanjiro for help because he's like, I've got this job coming up. Like, I'm weak. The only reason I got into this demon slaying thing is because I had all this gambling debt. Like, you got to help me, man. Like, I don't know how I've lived this long. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but you have to help me. And Tanjiro's just like, all right, like, we're headed to the same spot. Like, we'll go together. Are you hungry? Here's some rice. Like, we can.
And Tanjiro's like, I'm not your father. Like,
pretty much just takes him in under his wing. Yeah.
And he does something cool, though. He takes half. He goes like, do you want the other half? And gives him back half. I like that moment. To me, I like that moment.
I mean, I liked it too, but I'm still just like, you still a bitch. Like, you didn't have your own food. You crying on the side of the road. Now, he offers you his food, and like, yeah, that was a good thought.
If you didn't preface this with this dude being a bitch, I would have felt it even more than I felt it, even though I already felt it.
I wanted to preface it because he annoyed me so bad that I wanted to make sure you guys were like, I wanted you to be less annoyed by him.
Let me tell you something, Brennan. Didn't work. This dude, I was like, you actually undersold this shit. When it keeps going, when Rob keeps going, I wanted to call Brennan in the middle of one of the episodes and be like, you didn't do it justice. You should have told me more.
No, so, and the thing is, me and, like I said, Rob and I watched this shit together. And when this episode started, the next episode, that we know this one ended, the next episode starts for, like, it's pretty much his intro episode.
Yeah.
I was ready to leave.
Yeah, right? You were like, I might just head home now. But honestly, it worked a little bit for me. I was expecting him to be a little bit worse because when it comes around pretty good. But he made it hard to get through at times. But they're on the road together and they come to this house in the middle of the woods. And Tanjiro's immediately like, yo, this place reeks of blood. There's bad shit going on in that house. It's giving me bad vibes. Mm. But like off to the side, there's a couple little kids hanging out. And you know, at first they're scared. But, you know, Tanjiro uses the sparrow. He's just like, oh, the sparrow's cool. Like, you know. Mm. Come on, kids, you like the bird? And the kids kind of come out, and they're just like, you know, thank you for coming to us, but, like, you know, our brother got – we were on the road with our brother, our older brother. He got taken inside the house, and we don't know what to do. Mm. That some monster lives in there and took him and brought him inside.
And then as they're explaining it, a literal child flies out of the window, bloody as shit.
Well, before that, Zenitsu is just like, hey, you guys hear that? Yeah. And all of a sudden, and Tanjiro doesn't. And then we start to hear it. There's like these little drum sounds that like this traditional Japanese drum. I forget what the name of it is.
I love that sound.
But it's a cool sound.
Dope, yeah.
And all of a sudden, this body on the beat of a drum comes flying out one of the windows, blood already coming off of it, and then it hits the ground, and there's even more blood comes flying off of this dude.
Yeah,
this show is not gory at all.
I thought that was his brother, their brother.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me three.
Because he grabs him, and he's talking to him. He's like, am I going to die, like, right here?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. You're about to die.
I made it out of the house. Am I okay?
Fam. It's over for you, dog.
You're done, man.
You made it out of the house, but, I mean, it could give you that.
Yeah.
Give you that. But, no, he wasn't long for this world, and Zenitsu is immediately like, is that their brother? Like, I don't know. Do you want me to show this to the kids? But the kids are like, you know, that's luckily not their brother. Mm. So,
sure they're hopeful for their brother's future at this moment.
Yeah. Like, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
But Tanjiro's just like, all right, you, me, Zenitsu, we're going to head into the house. And he leaves the box with Nezuko behind with the kids. He's just like, you know, this is a very special box to me. Like, you know, what's inside means more to me than life itself. So, you know, if you get into any trouble, just open this box and, you know, you should be fine. You should be safe. As long as it doesn't happen during the daytime, in the daytime, those kids are fucked.
Bring the box to the door and open it inside the door and then let her go.
Well,
that's
a good point that Rob made. He's like, she left the box, and like Rob like was like, if it's daytime, then there's nothing that she can do.
But my response
was like, no demons are going to attack during the day.
But there's like bandits or something out.
But
those woods.
There's no bandits in these woods because
I guess the demons eat them.
Yeah, yeah. We're in demon woods. Like fuck that. Yeah. Like. Would you be abandoned in demon woods?
No.
We could be a wild animal because, I mean, demons don't want to fuck with animals, right? They don't care. They only care about human blood.
Yeah, I guess. So far, I'm saying probability-wise, what's going to happen to her standing outside of a demon's house? A demon probably going to die.
Probably. Yeah. But it's unfortunately neither here nor there because they don't get too far into the house. Mm. And Tanjiro's just turning around to Zenitsu. He's just like, listen, man. I really need you to step up here because my rib is fucking broken. My leg is broken.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of pain up to now.
How in the fuck did Tanjiro walk 900 miles, whatever he walked, 500 miles with a broken leg.
Ugh.
The rib is already painful to breathe with.
If you actually really pay attention to it, like he actually winces. Like they have the level of detail in that show because they brought it back. Like when they were talking later on, they bring it back and they show like a replay of the episode. He's like, when he was wincing, like when he gave him the food and all like that, Tanjiro was constantly wincing. So it's like, you can actually see it if you watch. That's what I was telling Rob while you're watching. I was like, the second time watching the show, I'm just like, yo, the attention. Detail.
I understand wincing, but a leg is broken. You're doing worse than that.
It's a fracture, you know. Like,
yeah.
All I can hope is that maybe. I mean, I know she's a demon doctor, but Lady Tamayo or something like Back Alley Doctor like, patched up his leg or something.
Yeah, she's something like, here's that cortisone, bro. You good? Let's go.
Hit the road.
Go and play a few more downs.
Because he does break out like a salve from her later on that they use on people, and it ends up being pretty helpful. But they're in the house, and just as Tanjiro's kind of giving him the lowdown of what the realness of their situation is, like the girl and the boy and the girl come back in are just like, you know, we're scared out there. Like, we don't know what's going on. Please don't leave us alone.
We heard scratching from inside the box.
We don't know what's going on. And they're just like, all right, well, come with us. They're in between. They're separated by a door frame. Tanjiro and the girl are on one side. Zenitsu and the boy are on another. The drum beat that we've been hearing occurs. And then all of a sudden, like, they're somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then
cool.
This was a cool shot, too. Yeah. Because it's going around Tanjiro and the girl, and like every time the drum beat happens, like the room changes. They're in a different part of the house, different part of the house, different part of the house.
Crazy animation.
Man. Yeah.
And then eventually, when it stops, they're just, they don't know where they are.
Yep.
And Tanjiro's just like, all right, you know, we're going to find him. We're going to find your brother. We're going to find your other brother in Zenitsu. Mm. They're going to be fine. He's a demon slayer. So, you know, I know he's probably feeling some doubt in his heart about this guy right now, but you can't say that to the little girl.
Yeah.
But as he's giving her this pep talk, they see this huge demon walk by with a bunch of these drums sticking out of him. And Tanjiro's just like, you better hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for you to hide.
Because that demon looks scary.
Terrifying. Yeah. And of course, once again, we have another demon with a really unique, like, creative power that you
wouldn't even
how do you make this up?
Yeah,
like, it's impressive.
Whoever the creative team is for this, or whoever the guy who, I don't know, it was one or a guy or girl who did this, but I feel like it's a team that is creative.
I'd also like to point out one of Ice's notes for the show was that he felt like the show wasn't creative enough, and specifically with the demons, his note he made is saying that he felt like the box that was open for what kind of powers demons could have with this demon blood power shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, he feels like they were hitting the low hanging fruit, and that they weren't creatively exploiting that. And I couldn't disagree more. You know, I think that
the first one we ran into with the dude and the bringing you underwater was
All of them, though. But I'm just saying, like, every single demon, like, the only one that I'd say, the one that has probably the least impressive powers as far as the girl who throws the balls, but she throws six of them. But the only reason that she's like that is because the combination of the guy with the arrows makes it so her balls are super, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they were a pair. They go together.
They go together. So for me, I'm just thinking, like, no two demons that we fought that have, like, this demon power have had even, like, the slightest similarity in their powers.
Agreed.
Like what demon has he fought before that's anything like the demon he's fighting now?
They all are pretty different.
Yeah, and that's, for me, I'd love that. I'm just like, whoa.
Unless he's fighting just demons that just fight.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that as the show continues, because I've seen more of it, there's still the same thing. Like, any new demons that they encounter, completely new.
Yeah. So we cut away from that scene to Zenitsu and the boy, and Zenitsu's just like, yo, let's get the fuck out of here.
Crying this whole time.
He is, and he turns around and he runs to the door that he thinks leads their way out, but he opens up the door, and it's not the way out, but it leads to another room where there's another guy in there with a huge boar head on with these big blue eyes bulging out of its
head. Big face weapon waste.
And he's just like, yo, what the fuck? And he, like, hides, and this guy comes charging out of there and just, like, blows by, and Zenitsu's, like, crouching on the ground, just like, oh, fuck, are we dead? Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Then we cut back to Tanjiro. We see this guy soon later.
Yeah.
Because we cut back to Tanjiro, who's telling this girl to hide, and he's about to charge this demon. This demon starts playing these drums that are on his body, and it starts flipping the room all around. The girl falls out of her hiding place. Mm. You know, the walls are, it's like, you know, Inception, you know, when Joseph Gordon-Levitt's like running down the hotel hallway and it starts all going topsy-turvy.
Yeah. It's like something kind of like Doctor Strange's Inception.
Yeah.
It's like, so what it ends up being is this demon's power is that the demon has,
a right and a left.
A right, a left,
middle.
And a middle. And he just had three?
He only had three. He had a fourth, but he loses.
He's got the claw swipe, too, and he's got another one, actually, that seems to be able to flip it, like, in 3D space.
That's what I was
going to
say, yeah. So
oh,
like,
I thought it was just the
like
one,
left,
two,
right,
three.
And then forward.
Okay.
And I think back. That's what I was going to say. I thought there was four directionals and then one.
Maybe
so altogether,
back,
he had six in total. Either way, his power is he can flip the room. So it's like, imagine, so everyone who's just listening, imagine you're sitting in a room that's a perfect box. He hits one of these drums on his chest. And what would happen is if that's the drum that flips the room to the right, then the floor, your wall on your right of this room suddenly becomes a floor, which means you fall against it. So that becomes the floor. Gravity flips, everything flips, and that's where you are now. Like, you fall off that. So that's one of his powers, is to be able to flip it and flip the room in any way he wants. And the other power is that he can make these claws that are invisible claws come out of nowhere that slash through the walls, slash through you, slash through anything that just appears out of nowhere for the most part. And the only way Tanjiro figures out how to even predict them is because he can smell, like, the mold inside the walls as they're being cut before it comes and hits him.
Let me just be ice for a second. Going off the note that you said, he said,
"Yeah,
this is not even creative. It's not even creative. Even though I've never seen anything like this before in any other animes, it's not even creative."
Yeah, I'm just
that's
like,
what he would say. He would literally say it's not creative, but he can't. He wouldn't even be the name of anime where it does this.
I'd love to see an anime where he's like, "Show me the same powers that we've seen."
He's not going to be able to show
in any other anime.
I mean, kind of like.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nah.
Exactly. There's nothing.
But as Tanjiro's trying to figure these powers out, the dude with the boar head, like, charges into the room, and Tanjiro's just like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And that's when the episode cuts. And we pick up directly on that in the next one, and this guy is charging in fast, just like, I'm about to jump. He literally uses Tanjiro as a springboard to charge at this demon, and Tanjiro notices he's got Demon Slayer swords, but he's just like, who the fuck, who is this guy?
Yeah. His swords are like doper, though.
It's cool. They've got those, that's like
rugged,
serrated edge.
Yeah. I like that.
Those swords are cool.
Yeah, he's a cool character in general. I like him a lot.
He is also at a 10, at a 10 out of 9 on the emotion scale.
He's definitely the Bakudo of,
right?
Yeah.
Like, we keep finding these people who only have levels. They just got the one. They're just all the way. But, and as he's trying to get at this demon, he ends up, like, basically standing on top of the girl that that Tanjiro has been taking through the house. Tanjiro's like, yeah, get off of her.
She's like 7, bro. You didn't hit your foot on her?
Yeah, what the hell? Like, stop standing on this kindergartner. And the guy turns around just like, who are you? Like, he starts coming at him. And he's just like, man, I'll cut you up, too. He's just like, aren't you a demon slayer? Like, what the hell? And this guy's like, man, nobody tells me what to do. I'll cut you down just the same as a demon. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just as they're about to go at each other when the drum sounds again and they get separated and Tanjiro and the girl end up somewhere else.
Elsewhere,
this demon, Zenitsu and this boy are kind of like walking through
this. Can we just talk about how annoying Zenitsu is?
He's already telling this guy, like, hey, like, I know I'm a demon slayer, but I'm going to need you to protect me because, yeah, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Like, you know, this is a scary place. Like, I don't know what's coming up.
At this point, the kid is looking a lot more braver than him.
Yeah, and the guy, he is telling him, like, aren't you, like, ashamed of yourself?
Yeah.
Like, he literally asks him, like, what are you doing? And
I like the idea of his character, but the voice actor and how far they take his fear is too much for me. Because the thing is, I'm okay with, like, a character being, like, terrified.
Yeah.
But, like, he's literally shitting himself and, like, pissing himself. And, like he's for real. Like, it's just annoying because he won't shut up about how scared he is. For me, if he's like, yo, I'm really scared, I don't want to do this, and that's it, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I get it, you're scared. But he's like, no, I'm going to die. Here's how I'm going to die. It's going to be the worst. You're going to die, too, because I'm weak. Oh, my God, this is the worst thing ever. How do we end up here? Tanjiro, can you come save
us?
Oh, my God.
He's worse than Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, bro.
I know. At least Krillin went out there just like, I'm going to die, but he still went out there and fought and fucking died. Like,
I'm with Brennan. I would rather him go to a 10 when the demon's in front of him, though. When a demon's in front of him and he's scared like that, like, oh no, we're going to die. I'd rather him be there then instead of just walking. Like,
all the time.
But
it's
walking
constant.
Through kind of being like, okay, all right, it's at a 4 right now.
Yeah.
So, and the only thing is,
it's like, come on, bro.
There is comedic value to him. So Ice's comment is that he thought this guy was hilarious.
Right.
So I will say, I say there were moments that were kind of hilarious. For example, he's like yelling at the kid, like, how scared he is, and, like, talking at the top of his voice, and as soon as the kid says anything back to him, like, shut up, the demons will hear you.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, 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 that's right.
I was just like, what?
Like, dude, you are screaming right
now.
Yeah. but, I mean, on that cue, as he's telling him that, like, a demon starts to crawl out from underneath the floorboards, it's just like, what do we have here?
Yeah, it's like, hey, looking like dinner.
Yeah, looking like a nice snack, the two of you.
He was thirsty as fuck.
Yeah. He was. He's coming out with the tongue.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what the hell is that? And they start running. And as they're backing up into the room, Zenitsu faints. He falls asleep.
Yeah.
He falls asleep in this kid's arm, and this kid's dragging him back to the wall, just like, dude, you got to wake up. You got to wake up. This guy's coming. And the demon just gets close to him, and he's got this, like,
slithery tongue, little frog tongue.
And he shoots it out at him, and boom. Like, without, you see Zenitsu's hand twitch, and then the tongue is cut.
Woo.
And you're just like, wait,
this is
what?
The scene that I saw. This is what made me fully in with this show. This is the scene that I saw
online. As soon as you told me you saw a scene from him, I was like, I know what scene it is.
I was like, yo, the switch gets flipped, and this
eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Now he's pretty much just a bolt of lightning at this point.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he stands literally up. Yeah, he does his own lightning breathing technique. Mm. Takes first form, which is like, this is like bolt
thunder,
and thunder,
thunder
clap, clap or something.
And strike or something like that.
Yeah. And just zips through this dude. You kind of see him like take the tip or like unsheath the sword a little bit. And you see a little bit of that gold color.
Yeah.
And then you don't see the rest of the sword.
No.
It's out and back in before you can see anything. And the demon's head is and his tongue are fucking cut.
And then what happens, Rob?
And then he falls back asleep, wakes up, and is just like, wait, who killed the demon? You must have done it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, kid.
You're so powerful.
Wow, you're the strong one. And he's just like, oh, man, he had his moment.
See, for me, what I would like to see, to be fully honest, is what happened to him during the selection test. Was he unconscious the whole time and just running around fucking demons up?
Well, so they don't – okay.
Probably.
Because all I know is somebody told me that he's like, keep watching me because you do get more of him.
But and you do.
But it doesn't give you enough yet.
I'm not going to speak to it,
okay.
But I'll say that hasn't happened, where they talk about what happened during the demon selection test.
Because I'm annoyed as hell with him, but I'm so annoyed about how he is. I'm like, I have to know his backstory now, because clearly he's a monster.
It doesn't help anything.
The
backstory that was given for me, at least, in the episodes
I'm saying in a sense of, like, hopefully they go more into depth sooner.
I mean, eventually
or later.
They should,
yeah,
for sure,
should.
But, I mean.
When they did it, you were just like, no. Just
I hate him. Like, he's. Like, the thing is, like, yeah, this moment was incredible. That's what I said. Like,
this was a hell of a moment.
Yeah, it was a hell of a moment.
When I brought him the first time, I said, like, you guys, does he have any redeeming qualities? Like, yes, he does. He's not like a character in Inuyasha that just is a bitch running around. Mm-hmm. But I can't compare any character in anime to how scared and annoying he is. Like, I can't think of anybody. There's a couple characters in Inuyasha that I really hated. Like, little frog guy that had, like, the fired staff that would turn around and be like, I hated that character. But all I'm saying is, like, there's certain characters that just get on people's nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And this one in particular, this is my character. Like, if I was to pick any character that I've seen in any anime, and it's like, what character would you strike from that anime or change them if you could change any character in anime?
Right.
It would be him.
And he has the skills to be a beast. And I think that's my issue. If he was one of those, you know how some anime they have side characters? Like Mako from Kill la Kill. she's not a fighter. So for her to be scared and her to be a little whatever out there, she wasn't even really that annoying. She was actually hilarious. But I would take that character being annoying in a sense of being scared because they don't have the survival skills to do what they have to do. Mm-hmm. He clearly does. They just made this a trait of his.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, because as you were saying that, I was thinking maybe Oolong from like the original Dragon Ball Z, he's kind of that same guy. Like, he's got a moment or two.
Yajirobe.
Yeah, right? Like, just Yajirobe, he's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, he is pretty bad.
But like you mentioned, Keenan, those are both kind of side characters that, I mean, Yajirobe trained with him for like, you know, Vegeta and Nappa, but he wasn't in much of it other than the one tail slicing.
That was to say, he had one moment of glory ever.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's true. Ever.
The end of the moment. He's kind of there in Super in the future again.
But he ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. He's just eating.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, meanwhile, the boar dude is running around the house like, you know, I've been stuck in this house for like 3 fucking days. I got
running rampant,
fuck
bro.
Out of here.
He has not shown a hint of exhaustion from what we've seen.
No. No, and he runs into a demon and barely like manages to stop himself and dodge out of the way because that thing comes around the corner. It's just like, all right, like time for me to eat.
Yeah.
And he's just like, sweet, I'm about to use he uses his self-taught beast breathing method.
Yeah. Which is a big deal that it's self-taught. He didn't have a master, it seems like.
It seems like.
And then, so yeah, self-taught beast breathing. But then the other thing that he kept saying even before this fight, he kept saying is like, you know, when he was going after the big demon that Tanjiro was fighting before he got thrown out of the room, mm-hmm. he's like, I want to use my springboard to greater strength. So,
and he says, oh, yeah, this big dude, I'm going to kill this big dude. I'm going to use him as a springboard to propel me onto my next enemy. Mm-hmm. And he runs in. The guy tries to get him in a bear hug. He slices both arms off, starts cackling, jumps up, slices the head off, and literally springboards off that dude
off
onto the
chest.
Next wall, off the wall, into down the hallway, and he's gone.
Yeah. Cut his head like some bacon, man. This motherfucker just, the pork chop belly motherfucker.
Doesn't even like stick around or like double tap, make sure the thing's dead. He's just
next.
On to the next one.
Hey, he said a springboard. He did not say a bed.
Literally. So we cut there then to the drum demons kind of walking around the house. We get a little bit of his backstory now. We find out that, you know, he used to be one of the 12 moons.
12
he,
lower moons.
Yeah, lower moon, yeah.
He was one of the 6 lower moons.
6 lower moons, right.
But he says, you know, he's kind of lamenting his position because he was like the lowest of the low of the 12 moons. Mm. Kibitsuji kind of gave him a shot and was just like, you know what, honestly, man, I'm not impressed with what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I thought you could cut it. You can't, and I'm stripping you of your rank. And he
slices
his eyeball right up. And this guy's wandering around the place. He doesn't seem to be able to see anything, and the reason he can't is he's rolled his eyeballs back into his head to hide that his number's been taken away from him, which is pretty crazy.
Ashamed.
But you see also that he's got these different drums around him, and there's like a scar on his back where one is missing.
Yep.
But Tanjiro and the girl are running through the house, and they find her older brother, not the one that's with Zenitsu, but the one that they came in there looking for.
Yes.
And he's got an injury. His leg is injured, but he's got the other demon's drum.
Yep. Mm.
And while Tanjiro is kind of helping him out, using the salve from Tamayo and healing him, he kind of tells him, like, yeah, I got into this house. 3 demons, like, all saw me, started fighting over me for food. The other 2 demons ganged up on the drum dude, ripped one of his drums out. I grabbed it, hit it, wound up in another room, and that's kind of what I've been doing ever since.
Yep.
Got to give that kid points.
Yeah.
He's been
survival.
Yeah.
He's a survivor.
But he says that the guy keeps calling him this word Morechi, and he doesn't know what that is.
Yes.
And the crow pops up out of nowhere.
I love the crow.
Oh, man.
Every time the crow shows up, I'm always happy.
Information.
Yeah. Let me lay down some knowledge for it. He's just like, a Morechi is basically a demon word for them, somebody with a very powerful, rare blood type.
Yep.
And so, like, a Morechi can be worth, you know, a 50
or 100.
Exactly.
100 bodies.
So that's some valuable blood, which, if I'm that kid hearing that, that's devastating news to me. That is life-changing. That is worse than, like, cancer, probably, because, like, you're going to be hunted by demons
and eaten
your whole life.
You're going to get devoured
by
a demon.
You are a buffet to them.
You got to become a demon slayer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as well.
Pretty much. That's his best option in all honesty.
It really is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even go nowhere. Where you live? Like, I live in the mountains by myself over there.
Yeah.
So you don't go hunting demons? Like, no need.
Nope.
I just lift up my armpit and blow. Just like,
hilarious.
I'm
Come
ready.
To the aroma will bring you.
But while they're talking through that, the drum demon does wander by again, and Tanjiro is just like, all right, kids, like, you take this drum, you know, you go off somewhere else. You know, if when I come through to come looking for you, I'll be yelling your names. Like, don't open the door for anybody else. You know, if somebody else starts to try to open the door, zap out of there.
Yeah.
And Tanjiro charges in on the drum demon. And at first he's like, he's kind of like, you know, this guy starts off on the drums. He's tumbling around a little bit, and Tanjiro kind of is like, all right, like, you know, this drum moves it this way, this drum moves it the other way.
He got
this,
beats.
You know, he's kind of like, he's seeing the Dance Dance Revolution of it all, you know.
Tanjiro he's got the rhythm down.
He'll produce our next track, man.
Pretty much. But he's still dealing with the injury. He's just like, ugh, like this, I don't know if I can do that.
My leg, yeah.
But he's like, I have to be like water.
He has to be like water. Water takes the shape of any form it's in. So, yeah. Hey, I mean, I'll adapt to this and use some other forms that can allow me to work around this injury. And he thinks back to his master's teaching, and he just redoubles his efforts and charges into the demon to end that episode. So in episode 13.
No, the head chop off, wasn't it?
No, nope. No, not quite.
Nope.
It wasn't.
Not the end of episode 12, no.
Nah, yeah,
he
right,
just
right.
Pretty much, at the end of episode 12, I think, is when Tanjiro figures out. He's like, let me breathe in a certain way to reinforce my leg. Let me be like water. Let me figure this out. I'm going to get him.
And right.
He's like on a one leg and one knee, ready to go into the next one. And this the next episode kind of recaps that, but the plot starts moving forward with Zenitsu and the boy still walking through the house right when this fight kicks off, and they start getting caught up in like the dryer machine of it all as the thing starts getting tumbled around. And eventually, they basically get spit out of the house as the house
it's
one way.
He's like, he wakes up. He's like, "Hey, what happened?" He's like, "Well, we fell, and you saved me." And he's like, "Oh, cool. That's fine." He reaches back behind his head. So I wonder what I fell on my head. It's like his hands covered in blood. That moment for me was funny. Yeah, I was just like, "All right, that was funny."
Yeah. Tanjiro is getting flipped around, but while he's doing that and he's trying to keep his footing, this part I thought was great. He's basically like, "Hey, demon, what's your name?" And the demon's just like, "My name's like Tameo." And he's just like, "Hey, Tameo, I'm gonna kill you, bitch." And he's just like, he's basically just like, "I'm not letting you get that kid. There's no fucking way." And the guy's just like, "All right." And like we get a little bit more of his backstory. Turns out before he was a demon, he was a writer getting a lot of non-constructive criticism. You know, I definitely get why
this
he was
one,
mad.
Yeah, I'll say, first of all, everyone, I'd like you to know, Rob's a writer.
Yo.
So this episode in particular hit a chord for Rob.
Well, I mean, less so. I was just like, man, the writer for this show is clearly exercising his own demons with this shit. Just like, "Oh, you didn't like my story? You don't like my writing? Fuck you. All
Dad,
right. How about this?
Yeah, Dad, I'm writing on this show now.
I've
what
been
up?
The writer wrote for this show and he gave it to whoever it was and like, "This shit is trash."
Yeah.
a good word for mine. "This shit is trash." He's like, "I'm going to show you one day." And now one of the super dope anime, he wrote him as that dude.
Yep. Yeah. Whatever his name is, it's like the name of the person. You know, yeah. Something like a piece of the name.
Yep.
And he slices that dude's head off. And I when that happened, I turned to Brennan. I was like, "Honestly, I get it."
Yeah.
You know, like, that was bad criticism. He's just like, "This sucks. That's the end." It's just
Bro,
like, that's not constructive.
I shrugged.
You can't get better.
I went, "Nah."
I can't blame him for that. I get why he was mad.
Come on, man.
He's like, "Yo, you stop writing. Stick to playing the drums. But you're not good at that either." It's damn.
He was shitting
on
his dude.
Fuck, man. And so meanwhile, the guy snaps out of that, and it's just like, "All right, cool. You're going to come at me? Like, I'm just going to play Wipeout on these fucking drums." And starts like hitting them all. Just like, see how you deal with this shit. And Tanjiro starts, he's getting flipped around. He's not even touching the ground at this point.
Nah.
Like, things are changing up too quickly, and he's getting these claw swipes are coming at him five at a time now instead of three.
Yeah.
But Tanjiro, like you said, he smells the mold on the in the air that precedes these claw hits, so he's able to dodge him. And this guy's just like, "Fuck, this kid's dodging all my attacks.
How is this happening?
I'm sitting there wondering the whole time, why the hell is Tanjiro not dizzy?
Yeah, I mean,
they don't
show
him at all dizzy, do they?
But he does say, like, "I'm getting dizzy because of all this."
What do you mean getting dizzy?
Right?
What?
That's what he says.
"Hey, sir, did you go through the training on the thin air on the mountain?"
Okay, Brennan.
I'm just saying, like, until you go through the training on the thin air on the mountain.
Bro, you spin me around.
You go to that mountain
and
learn
how to be a
demon. You spin
this kid
around
10 times, he's dizzy.
He was 7 days on a mountain with no food. And nothing. It's trapped with demons.
Okay, whatever.
Surrounded by the Wisteria plant.
And part of that, he spun around in circles for a solid day, you know.
Yeah, there you go. You saw him run up the tree and spin that thing off his arm, bro. Spinning is a part of it, right?
Run like this. Just.
I mean, actually dealing with that arrow, dude, this is probably about as good a training as you're going to get for somebody like this.
Yeah.
But he does figure out another technique, this like water stepping technique that he can touch these surfaces for just the minimal amount of time to like, you know, kind of, you know, walk all around these walls to close the distance between this dude. And he sees the opening and he makes the cut. But right before he comes in, he's just like, "By the way, I really like your demon blood art." He cuts his head off. And the dude just,
I laughed, dog.
I know, me too. I'm just like, all right.
Wait,
well.
Before that, he the way that he got him to pause to give him the space to do it is that the guy noticed that Tanjiro wasn't landing on any of his papers or the things he had written.
So he was like,
so his feet weren't landing there. So for him, that made the demon pause, and that's when he unleashed his water technique. Yeah. He's like, I understand your sensitivities. And that, like I said, this goes back to Tanjiro's deeper plot of what's going on,
right.
Is that Tanjiro noticed and pays attention to what the demon cares about. He's like, every time I step on one of his things, like, that's when a claw comes out. Mm. You know, every time I step on any of the things that offend him, the claw comes out. But when I don't do that, he pauses. Mm. So he's like, I'm not going to step on any of these papers. And he pauses, and then I'm just going to come right to him.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens.
And he just still killed.
This is the worst sob story of any of the demons, by the way.
Totally. This not is so close. Self-centered.
You don't like my art.
Tanjiro, he cuts the head, and he gets the blood sample, and Miss Tamiya's cat shows up. Yeah, who's blood delivery service.
Yeah.
He gives the cat the blood, and the cat disappears and walks off. And he's like, oh, exactly like they said it was going to happen.
Yeah, that's nice.
But the demon is still alive, and he's just like, hey, Tanjiro, you really like my blood demon art? He's like, yeah, bro, it was really nice. Anyway, and the guy's just like, cool, I got recognized. It turns to dust.
And it's done.
That part was funny to me.
Come on, this show has been comedically, besides like a One Punch Man and a Mob Psycho.
It's not bad.
For this show to be so dark, it has
Light moments.
It has a good enough, decent, like, funny moments for me.
Yeah. You were going to say sense of humor. You just couldn't get it out.
Yeah, you
were struggling there. Yeah, it's all right. I still love you.
So Tanjiro goes back to the house, and he finds the kids, and he's just like, all right, you know, let's get the hell out of here. But on their way out, he's just like, wait, hold up a second. I smell blood out there. Like, chill. And he runs out there, and what he sees is Zenitsu clutching his box with the board dude beating the absolute piss out of him.
Yeah.
And he's got like he's got like a black eye, he's all bloody, and he's just like, Tanjiro, you told me how important it was, so I wanted to protect it for you. And then we get a flashback here to immediately when Zenitsu and the boy fell out of the house. We get that moment that you brought up, Brennan, where he's just like, well, actually, before that happens, we kind of get this voiceover where he explains, you know, Tanjiro has this, you know, superpowered sense of smell. This guy has a superpower sense of hearing.
Love it, yeah.
And he's just like, all my life, you know, I've been able to hear super well. He says he can even take in information while he's sleeping, which is basically crazy. How he trained. Because his master must have been like, all right, while he's asleep, let me teach him now.
Yeah.
So that's why his muscle memory or whatever.
Thought of that.
I didn't know that either.
When
that's
he's asleep.
Okay, Rob.
Right?
Okay, Rob.
He gets out of his
like Rob likes like intricate anime. Yo. Like, because I was like,
that was dope, Rob. I didn't
think about that.
He just said it like it was overstood.
And yeah, that's what I thought.
No.
is that for real, or did you just guess?
That's what I'm guessing. Like, you know, while he's asleep, that's when his memory kicks in.
Great fucking guess, I'll tell you that.
Fuck, man. Like, you got me on that.
You know, kind of like, because what's his other master, he said when your sister, he uses that dream, that dream suggestion technique to hypnotize Nezuko.
Oh, my God.
To
see bringing everything together.
People as her family.
We're not worthy, sense. Rob. We're not worthy of being in your presence, sir.
Appreciate it.
Rob's like, I know.
So we get that, and that's how he was trained, and he wakes up, and he's got that moment with the blood on the back of his head. He thinks he's dying, but right after that, the boar dude charges out, and Zenitsu immediately recognizes this dude like he did what's his face? I can't believe Tanjiro.
Yep.
And he's just like, oh, that's the fifth surviving kid who when we, you know, early we were like, there were only four.
Yeah.
This guy was number five. Mm. He was apparently
up and
he calls
up
him out. Mr. Impatient. I don't know if that's his name. That seems to be all we have to go on so far. So that's what I'm going to call him, Mr. Impatient.
Yeah.
But he's got, and this is the first time we kind of catch the color of his swords. He's got blue Demon Slayer swords. And so this guy comes out and he's just like, he immediately catches eyes on the box, and we don't know what if he's got super senses too. I assume since there's five and there's five senses, every one of them has a super powered sense.
Yeah.
We don't know what his is yet, but he's immediately like, there's a fucking demon in that box.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna open that shit up and I'm gonna kill it.
Yeah.
And Zenitsu's just like, no, you can't. That's Tanjiro's. He's the other demon slayer inside. You can't. He's just like, I don't give a fuck whose it is. Yeah. Get out of the way. I'm killing it.
Because
there's a demon in there. And he's like, I know there's a demon in there.
Yeah.
I've known the whole time.
Yeah.
But Tanjiro
has a reason. And I trust him.
He's like,
I've never heard a sound so gentle as Tanjiro in my entire life.
He's just like, I trust him. And if this means a lot to him, then I'm going to protect it.
Yeah.
Because he said this, whatever's in here means more to him than life itself. So I'm going to protect it for him. And this dude's just like, well, I'm going to get this one way or another, and does, and that's when he starts beating the dude up. And he, to his credit, fights the dude off as much as he can, to protect Tanjiro's box, and he's covering it with his body, and the guy's about to stab him when Tanjiro comes out, and Tanjiro has this moment where he sees, you know, he sees the guy on the ground and kind of pictures his family, you know, this guy and Nezuko in the box about to be stabbed by this boar dude, and Tanjiro just loses his shit, goes to 10, and charges in, and that's where the episode ends. He's about to get into it with Mr. Impatient.
Woo, yeah. Guys.
I want to see how that's gonna end. Man, this and that, I feel like if they keep, what's his name, Zenitsu. If they kept his energy like how he was with the box, keep it there, like just come on, like you can't do this because I'm doing this for my friend. They keep him right there, then I'm fine with him bitching every once in a while, but he can't stay on 10, bro.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So what do you guys? We just ended our 13 episodes. What do you guys feel? What do you feel, Brennan? And you're already ahead, so.
So, yeah, so I have to rate it for where it is at, where I felt where it is at 13. So before, I'll precurse this and say that I've seen all the episodes that are out currently right now. I think there's 20 episodes out. Mm-hmm. Episode 19, I already told you guys in the last episode that takes this anime to top tier anime easily. So aside from that, I would say that this show for me, we're going to the power level of this show. Mm-hmm. Is a 7.5 out of 9. Mm. So 7,500 power rating.
Okay. 7,500 power rating. Okay. All right.
What would you give it?
Yeah, I did like the show a lot. You know, like I said before, there are times when I have some notes. I agree with some of the stuff that Ice brought up last week as far as like Tanjiro not being challenged. I think that was addressed a little bit more this week with these episodes. I think the arrow guy gave him a good amount of trouble for a bit. The drum dude, for being, as you know, a lower 12th moon guy, I mean, Tanjiro did figure that shit out kind of quick.
Yeah.
And there's a few other things here and there, but the show is a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
And it is very beautiful. I think the animation is really well done. I disagree with Ice that it's not original. I think that so far the powers that they've had are very original for the demons, and what they've done so far with, you know, the few styles that we've seen for the demon slayers. I mean, water and lightning, that's not necessarily original, but the beast breathing thing, that could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And definitely something super new. So, I mean, I'm definitely intrigued to keep watching for a rating. I'm very close to Brennan. I'd probably say, earlier I was going to say out of 10, I was going to give it an 8. I guess I'd bump it down to a 7 out of 9.
7,000?
7,000 out of 9.
7,000!
I love this anime. Like, I watched extra episodes after last week when I know y'all saying you're not supposed to watch extra episodes. You're spoiling. That's what you like to do. Shut your asses up. I will be finishing this anime probably this week.
At least
catching up with it for the 20 episodes. I'm definitely going to hit you up.
I promise you at the end of episode 19, you're going to call me. Just so you know, and then you're going to call me you're going to call me again during episode 20.
Okay. So my thing is with this, I love the animation. I love the story. I love the protagonist.
The sounds.
So the sound is, the horror sound, this sounds like going into like a fucking, like Six Flags,
remember the grinding teeth called. Noise, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super creepy.
This might be like if you go into like not Scary Farm, it's like, you know, Six Flags, the scary, what I forgot what it's called. But the sound design is amazing. I'm even liking the antagonist, even though you don't know much about him yet. But yeah. I know he's a beast because he's doing all this criminal. Shit.
Dude, that fucking curse.
Yo, even the side characters are dope besides old dude being a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
But it's still tolerable. My rating is an 8,000.
8,000?
The original actual sound they gave it.
Yeah.
It was 8,000, I think, in the original dub, and they messed up. So I give it 8,000. I definitely will recommend this to anybody that will watch it. That
just wants to see it. Like, would you guys sell this? Would you recommend this to somebody who's like, hey, this is your first anime. This is something you should watch. Would you recommend it for that? Or would you say, you like anime, you should probably watch this?
For a first anime ever? Yeah, because it gets to the shits quick. Because as much as I love, like, I always use Dragon Ball as that base. It, like, with Dragon Ball Z, there's so much filler in there unless you're giving them Kai. they'll be like, bro, this is not it.
Now, we already said, like, Megalobox is a great one. Mob Psycho is
Mob
a great
Psycho.
One.
Mob Psycho.
Yeah.
You know, One Punch Man.
One Punch Man, if you want to have some fun.
I would definitely add that to that list of shows you could show somebody first. It was first, I was kind of like, I don't know. But, yeah, no, you bring up some good points. I think it'd be a good first. It'd be a good first one.
Yeah. Even with Megalobox, I would tell them to watch Megalobox after this, because I feel like Megalobox, I would ask, how much action do you like? If you like a lot of action, watch something like this first before Megalobox. Because Megalobox gives you everything of an anime, but it's just not as action-packed in the sense of, like, the visual. But,
yeah,
this anime is dope. I love it. Right now, where did we watch it? I say it was, I might put this over Mob Psycho right now.
Really?
Season one, anyways. I heard season two is amazing.
So, yeah, season two Mob Psycho is crazy. So, one other thing I talked to Ice earlier. I got his rating. That was before we created the power scale, the power level scale of 9,000. I just asked him from 1 to 10, what's his rating? He said a 7 out of 10. So, that leaves him coming in at a 6, technically, if we were to do it the same scale.
So, we have a 6, 7, 7.5, and an 8.
6, 7, and a half. The average is what, a 7?
Yeah.
7,000.
Right out there.
So, that's pretty good. For the first 13 out of 26 episodes.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, like I like I said, I encourage you guys to continue watching it. It's a weekly anime that comes out. I would love to hear your thoughts. Obviously, I already know for a fact you're going to do it. But looking at you, Rob, I don't know if you'll watch it or not, but I'm telling you right now, episode 19.
Of some of the shows that we've watched that have gone past what we watched, I would say this one is probably the most likely that I am to continue watching.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep bothering you until you watch episode 19. Because remember, I came in here like, oh, you know, I just saw this shit.
Yeah, I mean, to what you were saying, like, when we finished Mob Psycho season one, I was like, that was cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I wouldn't watch season two, but I didn't feel like, oh, I need to watch it.
Yeah.
With this, I'm kind of like, I kind of do want to keep watching.
Well, and it's also not fair to compare because it's still actual season one for this show.
True.
Whereas Mob Psycho ends and then...
And it comes back, yeah.
Yeah, so... But I do think with Mob Psycho, I want to see, because I want to see that other redhead kid, and I want to see what they're going to do with this going up against those cats. And even to Ice's point, I need to see his thought process a lot of times with this stuff doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't add up to what he likes and then what he hates and then what he likes.
I don't understand his scales at all.
Yeah, to me, it's hard. That's why I said, we talked about it. We said in a group text, we don't respect your rating. because there's no consistency. If there was consistency, there's different.
Even if you were consistent. Shots fired while you're
if
not
you
here.
Consistently hated some shit.
Shots.
Like, hated everything, then we'd be like, all right, this is where it is. I get that.
Yeah.
But then he'd be like, no, this is amazing. And no, this is trash. And it's like, you can't throw something as trash. Like, trash
for the
is,
same
like,
reason, though, but he gives the same reason for why something's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of sprinkled his thoughts throughout,
right.
But, like, to kind of,
summarize it.
And to summarize, he basically was saying, you know, he liked Zenitsu just because he thought the show was, he thought it brought some levity to it. He thought he was funny, so it brought some comedy, which he thought the show needed, which he had brought up in the other episodes that it's kind of just, like, staying right there. And I think he had mentioned, even within the first stretch of episodes, that he seemed to be kind of shifting what he wants to see in his anime, which it seems like he's looking for more of a comedy thing these days.
Yeah, before it was all action.
Yeah. And which he was saying, you know, and it really was that he was like that he thought it was good, but he didn't seem to think that it was bringing him anything that he hadn't seen before.
Mm.
That seemed to be a kind of a general summary
now
of his thoughts.
That I won't necessarily knock at that point. I won't necessarily knock fully that. But my issue was is like, bro, you sat there for 26 episodes and called Senji a bitch.
Yeah.
For 26 episodes.
Yeah.
And Senji didn't have this much bitch in him, bro.
No.
I'm sorry.
But then he was like, but then he's like, this guy's not a bitch. He's just funny.
He's funny.
And I'm like, okay, he is funny, but
yeah, Senji isn't funny.
No.
I'll agree with Ice there.
Senji is not funny at all.
Yeah, and then I would say Senji had more.
And just for the record, Senji's from Evangelion.
Neon Genesis
Evangelion. Yeah.
So it just like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. A lot of stuff that he's saying doesn't necessarily, with this stuff doesn't make sense. It's like you're saying this and this and it's the opposite. Anyways, tell us your thoughts on this anime, the first 13 episodes. Brennan's already watched. He's caught up. I am going to continue.
Incredible.
So I think Rob said he would continue also, most likely. So hit the animation page. Let us know your thoughts on the whole episode. If you want to hit me personally, because I will be finishing probably before this weekend's up, let me know.
Yeah, or hit me. Like, I already
watched. Yeah, Brennan's already watched. If you want to hit him personally and talk shit with him about it.
And encourage Rob to watch it, too.
Yeah. I already know Keith, Keon's brother. I know Keith. I don't want to call you Keon's brother. You're Keith, bro. You're your own person.
You have your own name.
Yeah.
My bad for calling you Keon's brother. Yeah. Keon's brother. Keith, sorry,
I think
man.
Anarchy 61 and I forgot the other dude.
OG Anime Head?
OG Anime Head and like Sir Spectacular. Those guys, I think, have said talked about this anime also. So I want to talk to y'all about it. Let us know, man. What were y'all scales? What is y'all scale on 1 to 9,000?
Zero. Zero.
I'm sorry.
Zero to 9,000.
Let us know in the comment section. And I believe their pick is up next, right? We're doing probably a filler episode, and then we're going to do a
Don't call it a filler episode.
You're right.
It's not a filler episode.
It's not a filler episode. It'll
we're
be
doing
like
a bonus episode.
A bonus episode.
It'll be fun and easy.
Right. Don't think of it as a filler.
don't skip it, please.
Yeah. And then I think it's a... crowd choice, right? Audience choice next?
I think that is next.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So I'm going to put a thing up, and y'all get the vote. Whatever anime gets the most votes, y'all, as y'all anime.
I think what we'll do is we'll have, like, we'll select, each one of us can select maybe, like, two animes, and then put them all in the bucket, and then you put a poll up, and then they can just pick which ones they want.
You want out of that?
Or, I'm just saying, because it's like, otherwise, it's just like, everybody's just throwing a bunch of them out there, and it's just like, okay, this one got two votes. You know, so I guess that one wins out of, like, the other 42 anime that got listed.
Because I'm saying I want them to pick something that we probably never even would even think of. That's why I want it to be more on their end.
Yeah, whatever. You're running it. I don't really care. Like,
this we'll see how it runs this time. If it's too many and we can't put together one, then, I see Cameron. Cameron over here. Cameron is moving out the way like you don't see the fucking time. Wrap it up, guys. But that'll probably be what we do. Just to let y'all know, audience-wise, y'all 0-1, fam. Y'all over one in this bitch, so y'all better get it together.
Yeah, gangsters,
and
bro.
Y'all better get together, whoever y'all cool
y'all gave
with.
Us our basement.
Yeah, y'all gave us our basement of animes. You gave us a fucking zero, so y'all better step it up. So, Brennan, drop
at
your handles.
At Mr. Producer Face on Instagram and at Brennan Edwards Official on Facebook. That's something I'm newly active on because of my TV show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drop the TV show. What's the name again?
It's The Curse of Akakor on Facebook.
You watch that on Facebook.
Facebook Watch. You can see the famous hat.
Oh, Jesus. It's a really funny show. If you watch just for watching me, I promise you, as these guys will
easily, you are my favorite part of the show. And I think that would be true if I didn't know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
it's a thing.
For me, I'm at RVDanger44 on Twitter, RVDanger on Instagram.
And I am at Keenan Baker on every single thing. My other podcast, What's the Hook? I said, well, it's a slice of life podcast. We talk a lot of shit on there, crazy stuff. And ICE is the eye exam, the
T-H-E-I-Y-E
exam.
We got to work with him on his branding,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's,
but we hear it every week and still don't know it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on,
but
man.
Follow
ICE. Too hard.
He'll be tagged in this, so follow ICE. And thank y'all for tuning in. We hope to see y'all next week for another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.